Few ideas in procurement get contractors as steamed as lowest priced technically acceptable. To them, it's just a fancy way of saying lowest price. Well, now DoD is trying an approach somewhere in between LPTA and traditional best value. It's called VATEP, or Value Adjusted Total Evaluated Price. To explain this mouthful, we turn to attorney Sharon Larkin, a partner at Steptoe & Johnson. Ms. Larkin, great to have you on.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, so what is VATEP exactly?
So it is an in-between evaluation process between LPTA and Best Value. What DoD is trying to do is to objectivize. That's the word they use in their selection procedures. So they're trying to move...
That's a terrible word in some contexts.
It is. It's very difficult to say. What they're trying to do is to convert what used to be, under a best value procurement, those subjective judgments into a more mathematical formula. So where enhancements can be valued, put some type of quantity to it, then what DoD is contemplating under the VATEP procedures is that the evaluation will be adjusted. The total evaluated price will be adjusted to account for these enhancements.
And so how is that really different from best value?
Well, the selection procedures talk about best value and LPTA and VATEP in between. It's different because under a best value procurement, everything's subjective. If there are minimum thresholds and objective requirements, the agency has great discretion to value those in a more holistic way, or certainly to follow it in accordance with the solicitation, but there's still great subjective judgment attached. Under VATEP, it's more mathematical. The enhancement is identified in the solicitation with an attached value. So you don't get more than that value or less than that value. You also don't get the opportunity as an offeror to benefit from other possible enhancements. It's very clear in the solicitation, or that's the intended goal, is to have it very clear in the solicitation.
So this is the kind of thing that strikes me that contracting officers are going to have to be absolutely scrupulous about applying all those standards and metrics to the awards they make, because vendors are going to be looking like hawks to make sure that they follow all of these complicated calculations.
Well, it's true. I mean, one of the intended benefits for the VATEP objective process is to identify with additional clarity for the potential offerors how to propose. But the downside of that is that it's very easy to make mathematical errors, so that could be a source of protest. There's also some downside for offerors because they have to look at the solicitation early on before submitting a proposal and ask the question, are these in fact the enhancements I think should be valued? If not, then they may need to take certain actions.
Yeah, because if what they get back from the offerors is maybe telling them, I wish I'd put more value on these enhancements instead of those, they would basically have to reissue the solicitation, correct?
Yeah, that is correct, if there's some ambiguity or lack of clarity. And I think that this process is likely intended to address those ambiguity issues.
Because you were a GAO judge of protests, and very often, isn't it true that a lot of the protests are based on the government doing something in reality that's different from what it promised to do in the original solicitation, even just by a couple of degrees?
That's it. One of the most prevalent bases for sustain or an agency deviating from its stated evaluation criteria.
All right, so on VATEP, how did this get started? What's the genesis of all of this?
Well, I think DoD back in March and April revised and updated its source selection procedure guide. And I think this is following a trend to move towards an LPTA procurement. It's also following a trend to try to more mathematically conduct an evaluation. My personal view is when you look over the past decade or even longer, all across the government, a lot of the most skilled procurement folks have exited the government either through retirement or gone on to other opportunities. And so all across the government, agencies are struggling with finding great procurement expertise. There is nothing more complicated than conducting very complicated, big procurements. And to the extent that any agency can put a formula, an objective formula over that, it becomes easier to execute.
We're speaking with Sharon Larkin, a partner at the law firm Steptoe & Johnson. So you feel that VATEP might actually make it easier for the government?
I think that's the intended goal, is to make it easier for the government. And I think in large part, it probably will, because at least as I see it, I do think that it limits the post-evaluation, the post-award protest challenges. If the RFP is very clear, here are the 7 enhancements we're going to value, and this is how we're going to evaluate them, this is how they're going to be valued, then it's really truly is a, did the agency follow the process it stated? There's very little subjectivity in there. Now, the downside for the offerors is that they really need to look at those solicitations clearly, because as I said, if they aren't feeling that they're going to benefit from the identified enhancements, they don't get to wait and make that challenge post-award. It really requires offerors to put on the table their pre-award solicitation challenges very early. You know, what remains to be seen is in these source selection procedures, there's a requirement owner. That's the new buzzword, the requirement owner.
That's the program.
Right, in connection with the, could be the program manager, but also in connection with the contracting officer. They are the people that are in charge of doing the identification and the valuation of the enhancements.
But if the government says in advance, these are the enhancements I'll value and by this much, that tells all the vendors exactly what to put in for enhancements. So how will they get differentiation, do you think?
Well, that's a good point. I think there probably will not be as much differentiation. This kind of feeds into where I think contractors have been very concerned, the move away from true best value. Now, the selection procedures don't eliminate best value, but I think this type of procurement, VATEP, certainly is another way to work around the best value construct and move away from subjectivity and into an objective type of procurement.
But if everyone puts in the same enhancements and gets the same values, then it becomes a price game once again.
Yep. And that's just following where the trend of the government's going.
And what about the application of this to services? You can see how where, you know, if they're buying MRAPs or some kind of a truck and you can add all these enhancements, you know, leather seats or whatever the case might be in military trucks. But in services, it becomes a little more ambiguous, doesn't it?
I think it does. I mean, it certainly becomes a challenge to value an enhancement in a services contract. But once that value is identified and the competition's underway, then there's no ambiguity. The number is what the number is. But I do think that that's the big challenge. How do you value services? How do you consider offerors' unique technical approaches? When you think about cost realism analysis in cost type contracts, one of the elements of that type of evaluation is to consider an offeror's unique approach. VATEP seems to be eliminating the uniqueness amongst offerors.
Right, so they can't really know what they would have gotten in a more open, best value type of competition.
Right. Also under VATEP, there is an element of affordability. So there's a cap on enhancements.
Okay. So yeah, affordability is a word you hear a lot now in DoD procurement. And so what are the next steps here? When does this roll out? When does it become an official tool of DoD?
Well, the selection procedures are effective and apply to solicitations issued after, I believe it was May 2016. There is a reach back that agencies can still use the older selection procedures if the solicitations were issued prior to that day. But it's contemplated that these will be effective per adoption or publication by the Secretary of Defense.
And do you think this will spread over to civilian agencies, this approach?
I think it is likely to. What I've seen is that the move towards LPTA has been a government-wide initiative. All agencies are trying to figure out simpler, more objective, protest-proof ways to conduct their procurement. I don't know the civilian agencies will follow this tomorrow. They may take a wait and see, how does this work approach, but I could see this being something that would be spreading across the government.
But for the time being, when the DoD issues one of these solicitations, it would have to be marked, this is going to be a VATEP type of solicitation.
Yes. The selection procedures are very clear that they're supposed to be a clear identification of the evaluation procedures. That's not a change from any type of procurement. The solicitation has to tell the world, the potential offeror base, how they're going to be evaluated. So this would just say, this particular solicitation would say, this is VATEP, here's the enhancements, here's the value we're assigning.
Sharon Larkin is a partner at the law firm Steptoe & Johnson. Thanks so much for that explanation.
Thank you very much for having me.
You can read her analysis and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive. And click share with friends.